Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080, as you just heard in the introduction. I'm Ann Baldwin, and I'm so excited to have Beth Connor joining me on the show today. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Ann.
How you doing?
What a beautiful day.
Good.
How are you?
Good. The weather's been perfect, and I've been following you on Facebook, watching the adventures of the new puppy. What were you thinking?
I don't know. I really don't know. But, you know, she has her moments where she's just so gosh darn cute that it makes up for all the craziness.
It does. You know, it's interesting. It's a whole nother endeavor, right? When your kids are grown and out of the house, like I know when we got our first dog, the kids were around and believe it or not, they helped out. And then later in life, when it's just you, it's like, uh-oh, who's going to do all this? And it's you.
And that would be me. Yeah, it would be me. But yeah, I keep saying, you know, next year it'll be better.
Next year it will be better. What kind of dog is it?
Oh, she's a mutt. She's very cute, but she looks like a lab, chocolate lab and husky mostly.
Mm-hmm. You rescued her?
No, got her from someone whose dog had lots and lots of puppies. But
no.
She's got a good temperament, and she is very cute, but she's got a ton of energy. So, yeah, it's a little difficult coming home from work and chasing after her.
Keeps you busy. So let's get to our guest today. We're so happy to have Jessica Smith, who's the Deputy Chief of Business Development at The Connection. Jessica, thank you so much for being on the show today. And Beth, I know that you and Jessica work closely together at The Connection, so I'll let you kick things off.
Well, great. So Jeff, thank you for being on the show today. We have been working closely together to create a new wing of the agency. And it's an area that we both are excited to see growth in. It's an area that really is a new sort of business line for the organization and very unique. I think The Connection's always been an organization that's been innovative and look for unique solutions to some of the real difficult problems that our clients face. And this is just sort of an offshoot of that, and it helps our mission and helps us survive as an agency, which is important in these times. So, Jess, I'm going to turn it over to you to talk a little bit about how and why we created this business enterprise.
Sure, my pleasure. And thank you both for having me. I'm happy to be back. So I think it was really important in terms of how we came to have, like you said, this piece of our business and how we really feel passionate about mission alignment in that area. So because, as you mentioned, Beth, we are a nonprofit ourselves, so we really get those unique challenges that other nonprofits face. And 2 years ago, at the direction of our CEO, we were tasked with looking at our own internal strengths, and what struck us the most was we were running excellent programs. And we had built infrastructure within the organization in areas like training. So we have our own training division, and we were training our 430-plus employees in areas like corporate compliance, but also in areas around professional development and creating pathways for them. And so that really stood out to us, and we decided to, in uncovering that value, we decided to kind of what we thought was pivot and kind of just say individuals from the community can come to these trainings and hopefully gain some kind of skill set that we feel our staff, we were getting overwhelmingly positive feedback about the value of our training department, perhaps other organizations could benefit from that. And as we kept digging and looking at that infrastructure, Beth, you'll recall that we kind of uncovered that training and consultation to other businesses mm-hmm. to help them thrive had this overwhelming mission alignment, because at The Connection, we're already aiming to build safe, healthy, caring communities, and helping other organizations meet their full potential, that's complete mission alignment for us. So instead of saying we're opening this whole new business and we're going to, you know, it's going to, nonprofits have limited resources, so we weren't going to be able to mm-hmm. fund an arm of our business. Instead, we took the approach where it was complete mission alignment. Same reason you take a program and you run it where it may not be at break even because it aligns with your mission. So we were already running an internal training department and we had a ton of internal talent. So we decided to simply invite other individuals in the community to attend those trainings for what we feel is a really reasonable fee. And from there, we've built out this whole section of our company where we're offering those trainings. as well as consultation, business-to-business consultation to other nonprofits. And we've been really fortunate in terms of the types of partners that we have connected with and the types of clients that we've been able to work with over the past 2 years.
So, Jessica, can you give us an example of some of the training that you have provided and continue to provide over the past 2 years?
Mm-hmm. So we're currently offering training in areas of professional development like understanding traumatic stress and people who experience homelessness. That's real mission alignment for us. But we also are offering mental health first aid, which anyone in the community could benefit from. We have Starbucks actually just came out and said that they're going to require mental health first aid for all of their employees. Emergency responders have been, for the last 2 years under legislation, they have to receive mental health first aid, which gives you sort of a basic understanding of the struggles that people with mental health disorders encounter and how they might be operating in the community in a first line of defense type way, some basic skills that anyone can have to be helpful and not harmful. So that's been our most popular course. We did a series on coping with COVID trauma, which was appropriate because we did not anticipate a global pandemic in the midst of pivoting our business and got a lot of support for that. We're also doing things around like emotional intelligence for human service providers. Then clinical best practice is another area that we are really developing over time to see what it is that the community needs. We did a series on polyvagal theory, which anyone who works in human services on a clinical level, there's a ton of information out there on trauma, but we decided to kind of pull that together into a series so people could kind of learn and grow along with us. And then we are doing some skills around Microsoft and Microsoft Excel in particular. So we actually partnered with the Connecticut Alliance for Nonprofits and offered Excel training that we had been offering internally and partnered with them and had some great success in terms of really understanding the need that is out there for basic and more advanced Excel skills training. And then lastly, I'll mention our leadership development courses, which are really kind of in demand in that they're a series of trainings that you can either purchase separately or together. And the focus is really on becoming an emerging leader within your own company. So what's it like to supervise the people that you worked with as a colleague? And how do you make that transition in a way that is beneficial? Managing employee retention and engagement in a remote work environment. That's another one that kind of is a new need out there. Leadership Academy also offers team building, project management, and mentoring and developing internal talent. All things that kind of we can't learn in a one, you know, six-hour training. This is about growth and development for leaders. Internally, we were really focused on developing our own emerging leaders and now offering that same thing to our partners in the community.
You know, it was very interesting that, as Jessica said, this all launched right before COVID. And, you know, it was fortunate for us that COVID actually helped us launch this wing of our business because we were able to pivot and do these trainings virtually. Now we're getting folks interested in in-person trainings again. People are dipping their toe back in that water. But, you know, Zoom has been our friend for the last year and a half. And it's been a new way. You know, we talk about how things have changed since COVID. I was reading an article in the Wall Street Journal that was talking about how the world has changed and how people want to work now that COVID is you know, sort of behind us. Mm-hmm. And people that did work remotely for a year, the last year, year and a half, still want to work remotely because they're valuing their personal time more. And they're valuing the things that they did get to do that they weren't able to do when they were in the office 5 days a week. And how do employers respond to that? And this training is, again, it's one of those things that we can kind of pivot. We can do the trainings virtually. We can do them in person. So any way that an employer is interested in working with us, we're able to, you know, just be there for them.
Mm-hmm. And you make me think, Beth, about customization and how it's really easy to say on your website, okay, so we have these resources, this internal talent, this is what our team looks like, this is how they're qualified, and we'll customize any training to your needs, which is what anyone should be doing if they want to meet the needs of their customer. But for us, we've kind of created a process internally that connects not only our business development team that's creating all of the branded material that helps people understand what we can offer, but also linking our director of training to our customer very early on in the process to make sure that we truly understand what exactly it is. Who are they as an organization? Which team in particular are we training? Where are they at in their own growth and development? What would be the best fit for them in terms of taking in the information, because we know that, sadly, 80% of the information we get in training, we kind of lose. And so we're taking a learning approach that says it's true collaboration. And so customization for us means we feel qualified. We make sure that we feel qualified to deliver that training. We take content and we customize it to the needs of that particular both organization and team. And then we try to deliver it in a way, like Beth said, is it best held in person? Is it best held virtually? Some people are still preferring a two-hour, we did the Art of Trauma-Informed Group Therapy in a two-hour snippet with a couple other trainings in a series, and the team was able to digest that information with a 30-minute processing component that we facilitated. And then they were instructed to journal by their CEO around their reaction to the content, any follow-up questions, and we were able to cycle back at the beginning of each consecutive training to process it. So we feel like that helps them really absorb the information into their organization and their practice in a way that might be different than just going to a two-hour training and forgetting 80% of the information.
You know, right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Jessica Smith. She's the Deputy Chief of Business Development at The Connection. And Jessica, you bring up a really good point, because here at Baldwin Media, I deliver lots of trainings from crisis communication to media training. And it's so important that it's not a cookie cutter approach, right? You talk about the customization and the work that goes in before the training to really find out how you can optimize the situation and make it relevant, you know, to the folks that are participating. Because if you don't, I think that's one of the big, you know, roadblocks to retention, in that people aren't paying attention because they know it's a cookie cutter approach. You're not speaking to them directly. And that's why that is so important. And then to your other point, not only providing the training, but then the circle back and follow up and kind of the critique. What did you learn? What could we do better? What were some of the main points so that people do retain that? Because a lot of organizations, you know, it's professional development really is what I call it. And it's so good for everybody in so many ways. It's just, it's continuing education. And I think at some point, sometimes in our careers, we forget that we still need to absorb and we still need to learn, especially in this changing world and all of the things that we're now exposed to. So I hats off to you for that. How do people access the training, and where do you have your training programs? Where are they located?
That's a great question. Thank you for that. So they can find all of the information about the Institute for Innovative Practice at The Connection, where we offer training and consultation, at www.theconnectioninc.org.
Okay, again, that website is theconnectioninc.org, and you can access the programs. And I'm assuming that if a program that someone's interested in isn't there, you'll figure out how to do it. And that's really how it's great that you've reinvented that piece, because so many nonprofits now are in the situation, right? What else can we do? How else can we generate revenue? How else can we reach out and embrace the community? And that's exactly what you're doing through these training programs.
That's right. Our entire purpose is to support other organizations so that they can thrive and meet their fullest potential. And in doing so, we're generating revenue to cover funding gaps within our own organization and to be able to continue to deliver our mission. There is one other component, I think, that's really interesting about the Institute for Innovative Practice that, you know, might be interesting for anyone who's listening. We do offer membership. So we offer membership of two kinds. The first one is to individuals who are in the human service field that need continuing education credits on an annual basis, usually to renew licensure.
Right.
So for a fee, they are able actually to purchase all of the credits that they'll need and select any trainings within our catalog up to that certain amount of credits for $199 a year. So they get their full, all of the credentials needed to renew their license for $199, which to anyone who's listening who has a license, they know that it can be really expensive, and the burden is usually on the individual provider to finance those CEU units. So I think that's really helpful. And every year we release our catalog twice a year, so there's new content all of the time. The other way that we're offering membership is actually to organizations. So our partners have been really unique and really wonderful in supporting us, and we actually are able to build within our learning management system, we're able to build access for organizations for their particular, either the entire set of their employees or a subset of their employees. So an example of that would be if you have annual mandatory training in areas like corporate compliance, ethics, trauma-informed care, sexual harassment, which the state of Connecticut requires, we're able to create a subsite within our learning management system where your employees log in and they have a curriculum assigned to them on an annual basis. They are to complete it within any time frame that's set by the organization. And then we are able to report out to the organization the compliance of all of the individuals who have logged in.
So it's like on demand, right? It's flexibility. It's online
and
learning.
And it's customizable, which is great. Mm-hmm. So it looks like your organization. It doesn't look like the Connections organization coming in and training. It looks like organization ABC that's providing it to their own people. So we're able to pivot with that as well and allow people to have us as a partner in their training needs.
So, Jessica, why don't you share with our listeners some of the successes that you've had with this training? You talked about Starbucks coming on board. I mean, obviously, that's a huge brand. So what kind of success stories do you have to share?
So I think the thing we're most proud of, actually, is that the feedback that we've created an environment that really welcomes feedback. So we're new to this space, and we have set the tone that we are in complete mission alignment. So we are really here to help other organizations thrive. And if we're really going to do that, we need to be open to all kinds of feedback. Sometimes negative feedback is the most helpful. And what I've been struck by is that we receive an overwhelming amount of positive feedback. So an example of that is that one of our partners, actually, we just did a webinar on self-care for one of our partners. And he took the time after to snip the chat of the Zoom platform because it was just this long list of positive comments about the content. And I thought that was so interesting because we always are worrying about on a technical platform if we are engaging people in the same way we might have in an in-person environment. And so not only did they really like the content, they felt connected to the trainer, they thought it was exceptional. He took the time in the end to send that to us, which I really thought stood out. We're also working with a partner doing some of our consultation, actually. We did training for them as well, but we're doing business-to-business consultation. They're a new startup. They're just a newly incorporated nonprofit. And they also shared feedback with us that was, I had joked that I wish we were recording that meeting because it was so wonderful, and I wanted to be able to share it with our team that, you know, the ability for our team to set the framework around project management and what they needed to accomplish, but then to go at the pace that is appropriate for them. Consultants sometimes come in and they have a very robust project plan and they kind of press to get through that to kind of to earn their own value. In our process, we understand as a nonprofit that change is a very complicated process for organizations, and we are prepared to go at the pace of that particular organization. So here we were putting this pressure on ourselves to make sure we had the perfect project plan. We presented ourselves in a certain manner and all of the things you want to do a good job. And what was most impactful was the space that we created with them. And I truly believe that that's because we are a nonprofit ourselves.
You get it. Exactly. So are any of these programs interactive?
Yes. So our in-person trainings are and always have been. But our trainer has done a fantastic job of creating dynamic content where when she is doing a webinar-style training, she does pause for questions and has sort of interactive component slides within the training. We do have a Zoom administrator on every call as well. So that person watches the chat and makes sure that every single question is answered and comments are shared. Of course, at the end, we open up to further questions. We share resources. It's a really transparent and dynamic process. But also on our recorded trainings, for example, we have a partner who we're doing a HIPAA compliance, client rights and safety type training where they are just going to log on, they're going to receive that training recorded, and then they're going to get a certificate of completion. Even that training, the technology that we're using now, allows for question submission and follow-up for the learner so that there is no experience that isn't sort of like the 2D. You still have access to us as a resource.
And I think it's important to note, too, that with the technology, we're not only working with organizations within Connecticut, we're working with organizations regionally, and we're talking with folks nationally. We are prepared to expand our training infrastructure as needed as to meet the demands. We've had such a great response already, and we're looking forward to growing this business. And, if we go to do an in-person training out of state, then that's what we'll be doing. So we're looking at this as an opportunity. One of our directors said, gee, this sounds like a fourth service area of the Connection. And we're really looking at it like that. We're embracing this change and this new footprint for our organization.
Absolutely. And another idea and a lot of opportunities that I found, like you said, with the technology and with travel now that's back opened up, you can go anywhere and you can provide this training. But the other piece is so many organizations have conferences, right? They're going to be back in person for their conferences and to offer some of this content in breakout sessions. is also great to be on the program to offer that. And so it sounds like you've really got this figured out, and it's going to continue to grow. And you have to do that. To your point, Jessica, it's a revenue generator, but it's also a huge benefit as far as continuing education to those people that tap into it. Again, if you want more information on the programs or on the training and consultation, you can go to the website, theconnectioninc.org. So what's coming up? What kind of programs do you have in the hopper?
We are actually offering expanded series in our new catalog in the fall. We are in the process of planning it now. We took a lot of feedback from our trainees, and we're going to be adding membership as a premier item on our new website, which launches in August, and I hope people take the time to check it out. The other focus for this coming year is consultation. I should mention that, because we have been able to offer project management consultation, program operations, because we have such a wide range of programs and so much expertise within the organization. We've done some grant writing, and we also are able to offer communications consultation, where our team that does our social media and all of our promoting, they're able to do that for other organizations as well. So the focus will really be on getting the word out, not only about all of the great new trainings we're going to have, but that component that I talked about around membership, as well as really promoting consultations so that, like Beth said, nationally people understand the resources that we can offer in the consultation space as well.
And this is for nonprofit or for-profit organizations. So we're not discriminating against the for-profit businesses out there. They have training needs too and consultation needs. So, you know, we're happy to work with any type of organization that has this kind of unmet need.
Something else I'd like to mention is that for us as a team, we are really committed to, as I said, understanding the needs of every organization that we work with or partner with. And so our first session is always at no cost. So anyone who is listening who thinks that we might be able to help, please do not hesitate to reach out via our website, and we will get back to you and set up a time so that our team can meet with you and really understand what it is that you're looking for. And we go from there, so no risk at all.
And Jessica, if they would like to speak with you personally, could you give out your phone number for people that would like more information?
Sure, no problem. I can also be reached at 860-343-5517, extension 1125. And would love to speak with anyone who's interested.
Well, it sounds like you've got a great thing and a proven track record, which is so important. This is not new. This has been in the works for a while, and it's working, and you're getting positive feedback. So, again, if folks are interested in this, they can go to the website at theconnectioninc.org. Well, this was great, and I hope that some of the folks listening out there, whether you're a business owner, as Beth said, a nonprofit or a for-profit, this is a great opportunity for continuing education for perhaps your employees. So many things, as you mentioned too, Jessica, where for licensing, you need to get those, what do you call them, CUVs? CEUs. I almost got it. CEUs. Continuing education.
Units.
Right. Units. Who in the heck would call it a unit? But I guess that's what it is. Well, ladies, thank you very much again for your time. And to all of our listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. And we hope that you're enjoying a wonderful 4th of July weekend. So on behalf of myself and Beth Connor, we want to thank you again, Jessica Smith, Deputy Chief of Business Development of The Connection. And thanks to you, all of our listeners, for tuning in to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.